All right. Great to start here. We're very excited, Don, at BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. This is the Wednesday questions answered call. And our host is Winfrey, who will show up here shortly. I thank you all for being here. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have a bunch of people on the phone line. Every time you hear a ding, that somebody else is showing up. And we have several dings in the meantime. I welcome those people that came in the last minute. If you have a chance, if you want to, please say your name and location.
From Wisconsin.
That was three people. Ladies. Ladies, sir.
From Virginia Beach.
Hello, Virginia Beach. That's Sandra, right?
That's Sandra.
All right. Welcome to the call.
And this is Rhonda from Taos.
Is it Rhonda?
From Taos.
Hello. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hello, Rhonda.
Hello, everyone.
Rick, Iowa City.
Hi. Hello, Rick. Good evening to you, my friend.
Yeah, good to see you.
All right.
I'm from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Who else is in?
From Lake Villa.
Who's that?
Marshall from Lake Villa, Illinois.
Welcome to the call, Marshall.
Ron from Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Ron, how you doing?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being.
My pleasure. Who else showed up?
As Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Don, thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for that awesome feedback that you gave on the work from Ed Spinar. And by the way, Ed is with us here tonight. And Don, I hope it's okay with you that I forward your email to Ed here shortly.
Okay.
This is Bonnie from Washington.
Good evening to you, Bonnie, and thank you for being here.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Oh, my pleasure. Great to have you. And we had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Colleen from Vancouver. Hi.
Hey, Colleen.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
All right. Thank you for being here. Awesome. So it is, in the meantime, 6:00. I see that Vin is trying to get here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Are you Mr. Free?
This is Mr. Free.
The Free Man? Thank you for being here, Vin. And we have a bunch of people here. I don't know how many we have on BBS Radio, but I'm glad that we're all here together in the same online building.
All right. is Terry here?
No, she's not yet.
Is
Jim is here, I believe.
It's Jim here from Spunky Puddle, Ohio.
All right. Welcome to the call, Jim, and I believe that Terry also has joined in. Hi, Terry Brown, are you here?
Yes, indeed. Hi,
she did. Hi, Terry. Yeah. So glad that you're here. Good to have you again.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hang on a second. I'm going to start the recording.
This conference is being recorded.
This is June 3rd at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, Winfrey in Sedona with Terry and Hives and Magalia. And we have our special quick guest, Ed Spina, who I called up and said, Ed, why don't you do another one of your clearing sessions just to open the call? So this is going to be a short one. Has anyone on the call had a session, a private session with Ed that wants to say something about it?
Yes.
I'm having one tomorrow.
that does not count. Okay, who already had one?
Well, I but it wasn't private.
Who was it?
When? This is Raiden.
Yeah, Raiden.
I've had two sessions with Ed. It was really nice.
Okay. What did you notice?
I noticed that I feel a lot more clarity. I'm more centered right now, and there seems to be, actually not seems to be, there's an acceleration in my physical alignment, the healing from the automobile accident. Yeah.
Oh, good.
And I'm looking forward to calling him again here real soon, as soon as I take care of a couple of bills.
All right.
Hello, where's Hyde?
Anyone else have something we want to share? Ezra's on the line, okay? So let me just see. Is there anyone that tried a session and said, this didn't work for me?
Good Lord. How could they not?
Yeah, mine worked.
Now, who is that?
That's done. Mine worked. My world has changed since it worked on me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I smile more. I'm happy. I just have more energy. It's been great. And I really thank you, Ed, for doing that for me.
Great. That's great feedback. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Yeah. Next time.
Thank you, Ed.
Donna, how long ago did you have your session?
Well, it's when you had him go in and work on Dave, his spirit. So it's been
about 3 weeks ago, huh?
Has it been 3 weeks or more?
Maybe more, 4 weeks ago. I'm asking because I think it's very unusual that someone could do something like this. I don't usually, there's a lot of people that can create a lifting of vibration quickly, but it doesn't stick. And what I'm amazed about is that Ed's work seems to stick, that you're still, like, 3-4 weeks later, still noticing an impact on it. And, Ed's on the line listening to me. So, Ed, I'm going to mute everybody. Just a moment.
No.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And Ed, do a *6 so I can hear you.
In the meantime, when Ed,
hello,
okay.
Okay.
In the meantime, but what I want to mention, when did you see Don from Ohio? His reply. Did you read his email or not?
Don from Ohio.
Yeah, Don Herman.
What did Don say?
He has just an awesome feedback. Don is here. I just don't want to talk. Let me open up the line from Don. I don't know if he wants to be talked about, and if he wants to talk.
I think you're confusing me with somebody else.
Is that so?
I'm not sure who you're talking about. I didn't have a private session with Ed or anything yet, so I wouldn't have had any way to comment.
You posted on the TeamChef forum?
No.
I think you might be thinking Dave.
Get somebody else.
Okay, I'm going to need to retake it. I'm sorry. I apologize, Don.
Yeah, no problem.
No, I think you're talking about Dave, Joe.
Dave Massey posted something.
There you go.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yes, okay. It's Dave Massey. Yeah.
And Dave Massey is a tough case. He's probably not listening. We're all tough cases. I'm a tough case. But I guess if, hang on a second here. If Dave posted it on Team Shift,
mm-hmm.
then maybe I can read it, okay? Because I have a copy over here. Well, why don't you read it, Heis, okay?
I need to look for it.
All right. Well, in any case, so what Ed's charging for the fact that it seems to last a long time, and Ed, are you unmuted now? Let me see. Can you hear me?
Yes. I can you hear me?
Yeah. What determines for people how long the clearing will last? Okay?
Okay. Everyone will be better off forever than before they got their clearing. But the difference, when they first get pumped up to a higher state of vibration, slowly over time that vibration is going to come down. Most of the drop will happen in the first few days, within a week, and then they'll still be better off than they were, and that'll last for a while. But by continued use of the CD or the MP3 download, they'll be able to keep boosting their energy up, and then when it comes down, their energy will ratchet upwards over time. So that's where it has a cumulative effect. So it's not merely just one time and you're done. It's one time you'll always be better, but if you do it consistently, even without me, just using the CD, you'll keep raising your energy over time. Mm-hmm. That's why I gave away a free clearing with the CD with the free clearing, or vice versa, so that everyone has something to support themselves over time, going outwards.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I'm not going to read Dave Dasty's complete email here. I'll just read one sentence. Later in the day, I used this clumsy audio and was amazed at the large increase of energy flow. At one point, I actually started laughing out loud. The boost in lightness and love light energy is truly amazing. I would urge everyone to experience one of these live sessions with Ed. The opportunity is truly a gift from love. Thank you, Wynn, for introducing us to Ed. Thanks, Marilyn, for pushing me into it. And then he closed and said, I have not received remuneration for this commercial endorsement. Okay. Well, I mean, thus far, Ed has got the most amazing responses. And, by unsticking your energy, by freeing yourself, by releasing attachments, releasing implants, it increases your ability to create intention that causes synchronicities. And it's like things like, now I don't have a report of this yet, so I'm just being speculative here, but I'm almost sure I'm correct that if somebody releases energies and has more energy flow and they're looking for a job or an opportunity, that they send their energy further out into the universe to create magic to occur. What do you think, Ed? Am I right there?
Yeah, well, what we're doing is you're connecting more deeply with your own higher self. And so your own higher self is already connected more deeply with the one, with the cosmos, with the cosmic. So by connecting more higher with your own higher self, you're increasing the opportunity for synchronicities. What is a synchronicity? Mm-hmm. It's when your higher self has arranged something to benefit you, and your conscious self is now aware of it. So if your conscious self is already aware of your higher self and you're acting in concert, then you're going to have more synchronicity. That's almost like a tautology.
Right, right. So I'm going to turn it over to Ed for 5 minutes. He's going to do he's going to do one of his sessions for 5 minutes to help all of us bring our energy in balance. And go ahead, Ed.
Okay, well, I'll just pump the energy up, but as everyone can breathe normally at your own natural rhythm, and as you slowly breathe in, recognize that you're breathing in not just the air from the oxygen, but the energy that is prevalent in the universe once you know to tap into it. So I'm trying to increase that for everyone on the call right now. I'm increasing the higher vibrational energy, which is just simply higher octaves of love. So everyone now should be able to tune into these higher octaves of love, and with every inhale, bring them into their body and circulate through their blood, carried by their lungs, through their blood and throughout their entire body, filling your entire body with love. The highest love we can conceive. absolute, unconditional, infinite, divine love. And with every exhale, you can just visualize yourself getting rid of any discordant energies that you may have picked up just from living on planet Earth. So any stress, fear, anger, anything that may be upsetting you, as you breathe out, you can just release it. Just knowing that you're being filled with love, any discordant energies are being diffused and actually transmuted into even more love. So as you breathe deeply and you get more and more centered within yourself, you may feel the crown of your head opening up. You may feel pinpricks on the crown of your head. That's a sign that your pineal gland is being activated, being used. And this is your connection to the higher worlds and your own higher self. And as we fill you with love, you'll also notice your heart. It may feel as if it's stretching or expanding. And as it stretches and expands, and you tune into your own inner self, now you're radiating love out to the universe. And this often happens when we get a group of people in common practicing this type of meditation, as everyone's heart opens up and they begin radiating love out to the entire universe, but especially to the group that's focused on this. Everyone's heart starts opening like popcorn popping. The more love, the more everyone's heart opens, and the more love is generated. And while everyone's breathing in love, breathing out any discordant energies, also try pulling any of these discordant energies out of the group and sending them off to be transmuted by God, Archangel Michael, Buddha, Jesus, whoever is around to help us out here. You may also notice that time seems to be expanding, that every breath might last 30 seconds. That's because you're no longer connected with the external world as much as you are with your own internal world. Where time is malleable, where time is subjective. And you're just totally immersed in a blissful, loving environment where there's no stress, fear, anger, or anything like that. All just pure love and higher octaves of love. Where everyone can unite with their own higher self, feel their own power increasing as they become more in line and more in tune with their own divine aspect. And just take a minute or two to bask in this love. And whenever we're ready to come back, you know, when you can interrupt and remind everyone to come back to the call.
Thank you. Jerry, are you ready?
Thank you, Ed.
You're very welcome. A very
Thank
responsive
you, Ed.
Group.
As ready
Jerry?
As I'll ever be.
All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person here. Any negativity, be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is well on. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is our joy to be with each and every one of you. This 3rd of June, 2015. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And we have a question about, we know Earth, I'm looking for the question here, here it is. This is from Cleo in New Canaan, Connecticut. And we know the Earth has various groups from different planets here. And Cleo, now I don't recall this, but Cleo says, the law of one states that ethnic differences of these groups cannot and should not be erased. I'm not sure if they would say cannot. I'd have to look it up. I'm not reading the exact quote. But that, in any case, that there's some benefit for maintaining the ethnic purity of different races. If so, then when there's an intermarriage amongst different groups, creating a racial mix of offspring, how does that affect this?
Thank you. The ethnic groups, when there is an interracial marriage, provide a background for the growth of the two individuals. They would not choose this unless they were seeking harmony or knowledge or some growth in this process. Often there will be one person in one group, and then they would reincarnate into another group and totally wish to be back with their first group. In such a situation, an interracial marriage provides a way for the individual to get back to the group that they are familiar with. And the soul group even that has provided them comfort in past lives. That is our answer.
When a fetus is under development and it's created, there's not necessarily a soul attached to it. And it seems to me there's got to be a lot going on in other realms before a fetus attaches itself to a soul or a soul attaches itself to a new fetus. In other words, you have a fetus that maybe is an ethnic conglomeration, or you have a fetus that is of black ethnicity or Chinese. And now there's all these this activity in other dimensions. How do souls sometimes fight over a fetus? Like, I want that's mine? Or how does it come about that a soul connects itself with a given fetus?
Thank you. Often the individual in the other side makes a contract chooses parents, chooses to come into a certain lifetime and to develop in that ethnicity. When an individual soul connects with such a fetus, sometimes the fetus starting out is very tiny. Even after the baby is born, the individual baby seems small to the soul that has chosen to be with that fetus and that baby. When an individual thus connects, oftentimes he is not totally integrated into the baby, but if one is sensitive, they can see the soul surrounding the baby or even standing to the side, in that the baby is so small that a larger soul will take up much more room, and it will be a while before they are integrated.
Thank you. Next question, and this is from Marshall in Lake Villa, Chicago. And Marshall has sometimes visions and has had a lot of phenomenal experience. And he wanted clarification on something that happened to him in Egypt. And the story goes as thus. While I was in Egypt, I was met by a group of high official-looking gentlemen. They took interest in me because of my mind-reading abilities at that time, and I was searching for answers. They had me do this exercise with the leader of the group, I believe. They had me sit down, close my eyes, while the gentleman pinched my pinky fingernails, both of them. He told me I had to relax deeply and go to that place where I see the images when I read a mind. I did as I was told, and then after a few minutes, I was instructed to open my eyes slowly. As I slowly opened my eyes, I became overwhelmed by what I was seeing. All of a sudden, I was so familiar with each person in the room for the first time, but it was like I knew each of them for a super long, long time. I said, "I know you," and I know you and you, as I pointed to each guy. They stood up instantly with huge smiles, and they all came to me, shook hands, smiled, and left. And the leader said, "This one guy would complete my searching while I was there," and he said, "You are very strong with energy. We are happy to see you now. You are back again. Welcome back." And I guess my comment here is that group of people somehow had some kind of past life identification with Marshall, and they told him, "Welcome back." So his question is, please tell me what he meant by "now that you are back again. Welcome back." Thank you.
Thank you. You have a GPS where you are located, a identification with the area where you are. This takes up energy. It takes up attention. When you went to Egypt, there was the period where you moved into the space where you had been before, and you could then, from that space, identify, see the group that you had been with before. the more familiar you become with the location and the entities around you, the easier it is to pick up on the past life group that you were with. In other words, there is a veil. There is a location. And then it is bigger than a location. It is like an all-encompassing finder to go to where you were before at some past time. And as you went through the process, you were able to move into the space before where you were familiar with those people.
I'm sure Marshall is thinking, can you tell me what we did before, if I may ask that on his behalf?
We would prefer that he ask that in another question, if that is his question.
All right. Okay. Next question. This is from me. I have heard, and sometimes I have the experience myself that this is true, that when we sleep, we can work off karmic patterns in our dreams, and that keeps us from having to work them off in the physical realm. And question number one is that true? And question number two is, if we want to promote that process for ourselves to work off karmic patterns in our dreams, how can we do that?
One of the things to do is to ask before you go to sleep. Your dreams can provide situations, lessons, that then as you re-experience them or experience them in your dreams, you get more ability in how to handle certain situations. The dreams provide situations, growth experiences, much as life does, and allow you then to move into a growth experience where you learn. And then if you write down your dreams when you awake, you may be able to write up the whole learning experience that you went through in your dream.
Would a nightmare be a way that one might release a really negative experience in the physical realm and having themselves experience it in their dream realm?
A nightmare could be an example of a situation one does not know how to resolve, and they're dealing with it the best way that you know how, but they yet do not have enough experience or enough knowledge to be able to move through that situation. Sometimes a nightmare is a recreation of something that has happened in a past life. So if you have a nightmare, it is best to simply write it down and then work with it, as in the future you may be able to see more aspects of it in future dreams.
And final question on this topic. What sources on the other side work with people in their dreams? Do we have a whole spectrum of everything from really high positive groups to really dark negative groups doing that?
Negative groups can also do this. As one can move into another stream, it is something that one is able to do. Positive groups that work with individuals to help give learning experiences and work with people who are dreaming are the Ra group and the angelic group, individual guides. They all work with people. Also, one can work with one's own higher self and can provide situations and dreams from one's own higher self. There have been situations where one gets on the bad side of a shaman or someone who is very knowledgeable in moving into another space and can provide witchery and can provide negative dreams in an attempt to control the person.
So one has to be careful who they allow into their space.
That is correct. Or if one is not ethical, they can raise the ire of someone else.
And sometimes, one more question. Sometimes people have the same dream together and they experience each other and they find out that they had the same dream and they were both in each other's dreams. How does that process work?
That is a shared space. There are civilizations where the individuals get together and do shared dreams when they are seeking a higher connection, companionship.
Okay, thank you. Question from Charlene in Central New York. Is it possible for a large group of souls to agree before incarnating to experience a situation or environment or an event together? And she says, for example, all the souls involved in the Holocaust on both sides of the event for the purpose of learning another lesson about love, for example. Now, one comment here, I heard someone say that those people that were in the Holocaust, and I don't know if I agree with this, but they said that they agreed to do that before they incarnated as a certain sacrifice for the evolution of the planet. So Charlene asked, can you provide insight into those mechanics if possible?
Thank you. When one is coming into this incarnation, they can choose their parents, they can make a contract for certain experiences. There were groups in Germany who were friends on the other side, and there were souls that lacked knowledge. There were souls that were of a negative nature that wished to experience that. And they did get together into groups, and they did work together to create negative circumstances. Some of these individuals, after the event in Germany, came to the United States, and under the guise of learning and advancement, they did make contracts and they did work with children to bring forth circumstances that they felt were giving them more knowledge about how things operated. The mechanics of it is much the same as when a positive group gets together. There was group negative think where they wish to work out, express their negativity, and doing it in groups allow them to do something that they would never do as an individual because they had the group think behind them.
So, what happened in Germany is an example of that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Marilyn asks, Marilyn in Pennsylvania, in your book, The Creator God book, it says upon graduation, we would no longer inhabit bodies, but what exists is pure energy. Oftentimes, joining our spirit forms with one of these group soul teams in the higher dimensions and helping those who are still trapped here. This is what I believe to be what happens to us when we graduate, if it's our intention. When the topic of graduation is discussed, we generally speak of graduating to higher dimensions that still require physical embodiment of some kind. Why? I had a personal out-of-the-body experience where I became pure vibrating energy, and believe for many of us who desire it, it is graduation, and it's not necessary to experience other dimensions. I am tired, bored, and worn out from this existence and yearn to return home. Is this a selfish desire if I choose to do it? Thank you.
No, it is not a selfish desire, and you have the opportunity to be a part of the Ra group, since they are there, and they have the experience and they have ability to accept individuals into the group. The Elohim group also is a potential location, although it is a much higher frequency, and the general location of individuals, once they graduate, would be into the Ra group, or there are a number of other group souls that take people in from other religions.
Thank you. Next question from Kimberly. Let me see where Kimberly is in Wyoming, Minnesota. Okay? And she has kind of a long question here. She's thanking us for your commitment and dedication with all your work so that many of us can benefit. And her question is regarding our home. We are trying to keep our home from going into foreclosure due to health issues from my past. I have been the one who's made the calls to the mortgage company. whenever I'm put on hold, I believe the music in the background is the song you always used to play on the calls, which you can't remember. It was an instrumental song of the gentleman who plays the horn. I'm wondering if that is my sign, we will be able to stay in our home. Ever since we moved here 16 years ago, I have felt seed energy, some positive, some negative. And my daughter, who is now in her teens, has done the same her whole life. I'm a massage therapist, Reiki master, and consider myself to be very intuitive. I have had a Ghostbuster in the home twice in the past. Many times I feel like we should move, but other times, no. Not. I can't seem to get a clear read of the situation. The second part of my question would be, are we not supposed to stay living in this house and on this property? My husband loves this home property and never sees or feels the energy and wonders why I'm always trying to clear it. So the question, our question is about our house, about an entity or a group of entities that she thinks is occupying it, and how to best relate to that, and is it best for her to move? Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we would suggest that you take a look into what is occupying the home, and if it is detrimental towards things working out, that you can stay easily in the home. We sense some energies that they would like to own the home, to take the home over. And they would like to put pressure on you that the home could move into more into their possession. We would suggest looking into this further. We see it may be a actual group or person or banker who is thinking of their own finances and the taking over of the house. And then there as a subgroup that affects the energies in the house, and those energies could be cleared, and the energies could then be cleared from whoever has their designs on the house.
So in other words, let me just make sure I'm getting this right. There is a group of discarnate entities in the house that would like it for themselves, and then there's a group of carnate entities, incarnated entities, that have their own selfish desires to take over that house for their own gain.
Right.
And
just the fact that they do put a negative spin on the energy in the house, even not counting any entities that may be in the house, but entities in the house may pick this up and replay it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So they're working energetically. They're working kind of as a team.
You might call it a team, but it's the effect of one, more than one, with their own agenda that fits together in some way.
I see. Okay, thank you. This is from Terry in McKinney, Texas, and she's been paying attention to our work for some time. At this time, what misconceptions, behavior, or pattern of mind is holding me back from supporting myself financially? And then she says, and what is my most promising resource or talent to wisely invest time and energy in for service to others?
Thank you. Give us a moment. If you take a look at an area of interest that you have that you enjoy and do not make money at this time, but if you look at that area and search the internet, see how people can make money from that particular talent. You have many talents and many things that are creative. And some of them have more potential towards earning money or bringing in money than others, but you have your own particular spin, your own particular bent. And you may not be looking at it as something that can bring in money, but if you take a look at what others have done to bring in money in with those talents, you then would be able to find avenues towards working with those talents.
So basically you're saying, let me just make sure, that she should look at her own talents and then look at other people that have similar talents who are making money using those talents and learn how to create a direction for herself.
That is correct. And even to make friends with some of those other individuals who are making money with those talents and to see how they have done it, how they have expanded their own life around their talent.
Thank you. Great answer. Thank you. For Don Herman. Don Herman asks, I was reading some information which said we should learn to perceive with our hearts, and the hearts will provide answers in the form of feelings. What do our sources think of this idea, and how can someone learn to perceive with their heart? Thank you.
It is a natural way of looking. One would be to move the attention down to the heart chakra and to look through your own view, look through the heart, to look at others, to look at situations. What is it that warms your heart? What is it that brings joy? What is it that catches your passion that is in connection with your heart area?
Thank you. Next question is from Rich me get to it. Rich Buckley and... He says, when the Earth frequency shift fully occurs, okay, here's this idea that the Earth is shifting energy, and there's an increase in energy flowing in. We've talked about that many times, which is causing an upliftment of the vibration here, causing a division of souls in this realm. So our sources have said, when the Earth frequency fully shifts, occurs, at what frequency in Hertz will Earth and all living things vibrate thereafter? Now, I don't know if he's talking about the Schumann resonance, because I believe that's usually considered the frequency of the Earth, and I know it is changing, so if we can know what frequency it will Earth change to, and will those of us incarnated here at the time be able to measure it? And from where does this energy come? Is the energy leaking in from another dimension? Or is the energy already here and we are slowly coming into harmony with it? And of course, my comment is the energy is an energy that exists everywhere, and it's just coming in stronger now, because of galactic alignments. That's my understanding. I'll turn it over to you to deal with the question. Thank you.
Thank you. The frequency of Earth is increasing, and frequency is, since everything is created in the now, everything is... contains, exhibits a frequency. And it is in constant motion, constantly being created. And the Schumann resonance is increasing. And it is not like it will end up at a certain place, because everything is in flux and everything is in motion. There will be a high point where people are resonating at the higher frequency, and depending upon the dark matter, the area where the Earth moves into, it will continue to change and flux in the Schumann resonance. Individuals that are of a more negative nature will have a harder time incarnating on Earth, because they have a lower frequency than is viable within the Earth frequency.
Thank you. Okay, that's it for tonight. Kimberly sent me a question, and she asked, is there a way that I'd be able to clear the frequencies or the energies in her home? She's a person who had the home that had some negative energy in it. And Kimberly, you should listen to the Sunday call, last Sunday's call, because we had Ed Spina and Fred Brooks both on the call, and me doing an energy clearing for everybody's home. And if you're interested, you could probably, you know, Ed and Fred haven't officially put themselves together to do this, but a couple of people have asked, and I'm sure they would, do it together, do a house clearing with you on the line, and see if that affects anything. And just quickly, our sources, is that a good idea?
That is a very good idea. That is a very good idea.
Okay. Okay, thank you all for being here. We'll bring this to a close. Thank everybody. Special thanks to Ed Spina for being there at the beginning of the call and helping doing a clearing. And we thank Spirit for bringing Ed into our group to be able to help all of those that are stuck places. And
Lester Francis, who had hip surgery today.
Okay. We send the light to Francis, who's been on our call, one of our oldest members of our call that had hip surgery. Actually, we did some work with our yesterday hives on that. So hopefully it's all in a good spin, spinning energies in her hip. And I think that's it for tonight. We'll see you all next time.
All callers are unmuted.
Ben, thank you, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank
much.
You.
Everybody.
Thank you, Wayne Terry.
Thank you, Ed.
Thanks, Wayne and Terry.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Hey, sweet dreams.
Thank you, Terry and Ed, and all of you. Much love. Good night.
Terry, thanks, hi. Thanks, Wayne.
Good night.
Thank you.
Goodbye.